This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by ProgLube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in, hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code makes something called the Contact Series, which was just absolute, you know, they call it a stroke of genius, like it's something that hits you in the head. I don't think it was necessarily a stroke of genius. I think it was a natural evolution in a direction they're still going today. Tactical nylon meeting and meshing up with G-Code Kydex. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. As he bows and kowtows to the Muslim Americans, Barack Obama once again has invited somebody out there. He's extended his usual partiality towards an individual based solely on skin color and religion, which, by the way, Martin Luther King didn't like doing that. This time, the person at the center of the controversy is Ahmed Mohammed. He's a 14-year-old Sudanese-American aspiring clockmaker who's proven to be bright enough to impress his teachers with his engineering prowess, but not bright enough to understand that bringing a homemade digital clock to school with wire snaking out of it stored inside his suitcase might not be a smoking hot idea. As it turns out, he's also the son of Sufi Dallas Imam Mohammed El Hassan, who once ran for the presidency in Sudan on the platform that, if elected, he would lift sanctions the U.S. imposed on Sudan in the late 1990s because of that nation's alleged sponsorship of terrorism. Mr. El Hassan was also embroiled in controversy when he acted as a defense attorney on behalf of the Quran when Florida pastor Terry Jones threatened to burn the Islamic holy book. Mohammed El Hassan, who calls himself a sheikh, now has a son who in his own right has become an overnight social media sensation by managing to register on Barack Obama's racial injustice radar. Now, young Ahmed has been treated much more respectfully than other children half his age who've been punished for doing things far less alarming than bringing a suitcase clock to class in reaction to the school taking routine precautions concerning his science project. The Mohammed family is accusing the Irving, Texas school district of Islamophobia. Now, you would think that since the immigration has swelled the Muslim population in America to 6.2 million that we know about, though Mohammeds would understand that because Ahmed is one of millions of Allah-loving students presently occupying desks in America's classrooms, reprimanding their son doesn't mean he's being profiled. Now, unlike in the case of Tamerlan and Zokar Tsarnaev, who also had an affinity for wiring up and transporting household items, being a Muslim with a digital clock in a suitcase has served Ahmed well. Obama, who still hasn't contacted Kate Steinle's parents since her daughter was murdered by an illegal Hispanic alien and felon in San Francisco, tweeted kudos to the studious young man in the tweet. The would-be horologist got a invitation to bring the ticking timepiece to the same White House that goes on lockdown over suspicious-looking coffee cups. The tweet from El Presidente reads, "Cool clock, Ahmed. Want to bring it to the White House? We should inspire more kids like you to like science. It's what makes America's great. Retweeted 306,329 times. Above clockmaking, Ahmed is being celebrated for his interest in science. As a matter of fact, in his laudatory tweet, President Obama, who also inspires young Iranians to take an interest in nuclear science, commended Mohammed for his technical expertise by implying that kids making clocks that look like suitcase bombs exemplify what makes America great. He also got a like from Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, who offered an internship at Twitter, and after being pictured wearing a NASA t-shirt, was offered a summer scholarship at Space Camp. I loved that movie. Kate Capshaw as an astronaut. However, what this absolute love fest has yet to reveal is how an all-American kid like Ahmed, like his intention for bringing a suspicious-looking suitcase to school, may have successfully paved the way for children with Muslim-sounding names to avoid being questioned if in the future they too decide to pack a cool clock or maybe a pressure cooker into their backpacks. If liking science is an indicator of inspirational greatness, why did the president not commend Josh Welch of Baltimore, Maryland, for his artistic impression? Josh was the young man who chewed the upper half, the upper corner left going down, not quite diagonally across, into a creation that, according to the teachers, resembled a Glock 19. And, you know, looking at the Pop-Tart, you know, he didn't even get invited to go see how a Pop-Tart is made. If he'd made a clock that looked like a Glock, he might have been invited to the White House. Then there's 6-year-old Rodney Lynch, also from Maryland in 2013, around the time of his run-in with the law, who's a big fan of cartoons. He positioned his thumb and index finger into the shape of an L. His design did not say TikTok like Ahmed's, but after folding fingers into a gun, the tyke was heard uttering the word POW. For that, and to ensure the school's sense of safety and security, Rodney was suspended for a day and has yet to receive a tweet from the president. Why isn't he being invited to go tour military posts? He obviously has a proclivity. There's also the case of the 5-year-old Pennsylvania girl who, in a debate at the bus stop, insisted that Princess Bubble Blowers are superior to Hello Kitty Bubble Guns. When she suggested that the two friends test their claims by shooting each other with soap suds, the barely out of diapers 5-year-old was accused of making a terrorist threat, mandated to attend counseling sessions with a therapist, and suspended for 10 days. 2009, 11-year-old was suspended for taking a plastic butter knife to school. Same year, an 8-year-old Massachusetts boy was mandated to have psychological counseling for drawing a picture of Jesus on the cross. Ahmed gets none of this stuff, He toted a homemade clock that looked like a suitcase bomb to school. The kid is a national hero. The Irving Independent School District is under fire for investigating the digital clock in a suitcase as a potential threat. Didn't Lucy Napolitano tell us if we see something to say something? Wasn't that what we got? Obviously, in Irving, they saw something, and then somebody said something, and then somebody made a phone call, and Ahmed got in all kinds of stuff, but hey, guess what? This isn't, you know, at the end of the day, this isn't about a presidential tweet or some, whether the authorities discriminated against a Muslim kid with an interest in science. Why do schools have a zero-tolerance safety policy suddenly having... Why do they suddenly have two standards? Why, in the midst of the war on terror, should a 14-year-old boy of Middle Eastern descent bringing a ticking circuit board to school in a metal suitcase be exempted from any scrutiny whatsoever? In fact, become a celebrity? I think those are excellent questions. I would love to see some answers from somebody. I would. Coming up on the first break on the hour, we're going to discuss EMP versus AGW. Which one is real? Which one is actually a threat? On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. I had to think about that for a minute. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I've used all four of their lines, from their beginning line, which had no name, to the DC-3, to the Scorpion, to now the Contact series. And I can't wait for the next thing to come out. On top of the fact that they are modularity personified with their never-ending lifetime warranty. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. What is a real threat here in the United States today? Is it EMP or is it AGW? Right now, everybody's going, what on earth is AGW? Well, hang on a minute and I'll tell you what AGW is. That's anthropogenic global warming, man-made global warming. Which do you think is the real threat, especially today? Now that we've made this deal with Iran, and it appears that no matter what Congress wants to do, if we don't have the proper procedural thing in place, it goes forward. So we're going to allow them to get the bomb. They've already made plans to wipe Israel off the map in 25 years. That's not all that's on their flow chart, believe me. But then besides that, as soon as they get a decent supply of ICBMs, now, the missiles are not the warheads. The warheads were delivered by the missile. The big part about any nuclear arsenal is guidance and delivery. Building a bomb is not that complicated. However, building a bomb and then putting it where you want it to go and having it detonate where you want it to detonate are two different things. Okay? Now, two kinds of EMP. You have a natural EMP created by a storm on the sun. We've had important natural EMPs in the past from in 1859, 1921, and 1989. The 1989 EMP crashed the electrical grid in Quebec and destroyed an important transformer at a nuclear plant in New Jersey. A different type of EMP can be created by detonating a nuclear weapon at a very high altitude, 200 miles or so up. The higher it is, the more coverage it's going to get. However, as we discussed earlier this year, there's a lot of things that have to be in place in order for that to actually work and function. It's not the end-all be-all that a lot of people make it out to be. Those detonations don't damage buildings, but if there's a lot of electrical lines and everything else around there that can be the conductor, then you've got problems. It creates a very fast electromagnetic pulse that can damage computers as well as many types of electrical equipment over the entire continental U.S. It would also heed the Earth's magnetic field and can destroy critical large transformers as part of the electrical grid that would take years to replace. Now, a single nuclear weapon can cause massive damage. For the minor powers, EMP is the strategy to go with, even for terrorists. EMP is like the nuclear dirty bomb, if you will. Widespread destruction of the electrical grid and computers would leave the population of the entire city without electricity, water, heat, fuel, sewage, ATMs, or credit cards. That would be their goal behind doing it. It's not necessarily to kill, just to cause upheaval. When the emergency generators run out of fuel, there would be no functioning hospitals and no manufacturing of drugs. It's not really that dire, however. I mean, there are things and systems in place. Not everything is quite as fragile as I think they try to get us to believe it. So at the minimum, though, the electrical grid should be protected so that it can quickly be brought back online after an attack. The large transformers can be protected at a very reasonable cost, but practically nothing has been done. If those were destroyed, melted, it would take years to replace them, and most of the transformer manufacturing capacity today is in foreign countries. The oil refineries and natural gas distribution system, coal mines, water systems, and sewage systems must all be hardened against EMP. Now, if a nuclear bomb was detonated in Manhattan and 2 million people were killed, there would still be 318 million people left in the United States with their productive capacity intact. But there are some that believe that a successful EMP attack could put the entire country back in the 19th century for years. Now, an EMP attack does require something a little more than... It's not something automatic. You have to have a missile to loft the weapon into near space. This is one reason why you don't want to let your enemies develop missiles. It's very naive to suppose that our enemies lack ingenuity, or to suppose that our intelligence agencies can effectively spy on them. I mean, right now the Chinese are running a clone of the F-22. Because they stole it. If they can't develop it, they'll steal it. We get hacked all the time. The other thing about acquiring a nuclear weapon, the idea that you have to develop it, that's not necessarily true, too. You can buy them. Some people out there have them for sale, I am sure. But, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty about an EMP attack. There's a lot of people that believe, and I'm one of them. I don't think it would be as bad as the worst case. But and it might turn out that our infrastructure is fairly resistant. These things have been tested. They've been tested on an unsuspecting populace in the old country, in China, in the Ukraine, by the Russians, by the Chinese, and it didn't work out exactly the way they thought it was going to work. It did take things down offline in time, but it wasn't instantaneous. And if you've got a little bit of time to get your capacity going in a different direction, if you've got enough power to do things, and, you know, a couple of weeks, you can make a whole lot of preparations for everything else breaks down. We don't know exactly what would happen with an EMP because not a lot of testing has been done with this. We do know that relatively minor efforts at hardening could make a huge difference in national survival. And right now, nothing is being done in that direction. I do not think that our national defense would crash, for example, due to an EMP, because most of the equipment that I used in the 80s was pretty hardened back then. I'm sure it's gotten better with age. Most of the stuff that I used in the 80s as far as like communications, that stuff doesn't even exist anymore. That stuff's gone. That stuff doesn't, all of the encryption and everything that we used back in the 80s, that has probably gone to a whole different generation of things. I would love to see it, but, I'm not going to be allowed to. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to take and contrast the EMP, which has been tested, we know how it would happen and everything else, with anthropogenic global warming. And then you can decide which one is a bigger threat to you and to the nation as a whole. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code, I go quite a ways back with them. They're the primary holster I carry on a daily basis. Simply because, well, there's a lot of reasons. One, the Kydex, I've had a Kydex holster split before. And it didn't have a lifetime warranty. And there's a lot of people that make Kydex holsters that are actually not the heaviest grade of Kydex, not the stiffest. G-Code makes them with, somehow, there's enough flexibility in it, while at the same time, there's enough retention. I don't know how they do it. Coupled with the lifetime warranty and the modularity, there's just no way to beat them. And they're, you know, the holsters themselves, when you look at the price points of everything else out there that might be considered a competitor, they are competitive, if not cheaper. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Anthropogenic global warming. You know, EMP and stuff like this, these apocalyptic scenarios that we seem to face more often nowadays than we used to. This would be part of the prescription for us having to come out of the tatters of society, guns in hand. So that's why I'm looking at it. Now, AGW, to me, is based upon junk science. And if you even if you want to believe the junk science, what the way they're pursuing that here, the reduction of CO2 is going to have no effect whatsoever because most of the CO2 emissions and growth in CO2 emissions is currently concentrated in Asia, where they're not in on our game plan right now. We have vast sums of money being spent on windmills and solar electricity rather than nuclear power. Solar electricity, when the sun goes down, doesn't work anymore. They haven't figured out quite the way just yet to really store that. Wind power has a problem that the wind isn't always blowing. It also has this problem of killing bald eagles and all kinds of birds. Solar farms.
The birds will see these things. You know, I'm just going along with the environmentalists here. Isn't that whole thing about, you know, let's do all this crazy stuff. Man suffers in order for the animals to survive. When a bird sees the reflection and says, I am bird, I will investigate, and flies down and becomes a roasted chicken, should that be raising any eyebrows? I don't know. Anyway. Nuclear power is one type of CO2 free power that is scalable, reliable, and technically mature. It's also resistant to EMP. However, we haven't built anything since the 70s. What is the threat, the real threat, according to the prognostication we're getting on this? According to the promoters, in 100 years, it will be slightly warmer. Chicago will become as warm as St. Louis. I'm trying to figure out where the calamity falls. Are there going to be mutated wolves? If that happens, will they be the size of a bus? Reality is that the Earth has not warmed in 18 years, and some experts think we may be on the verge of a cooling cycle. Predictions of AGW are based upon computer models, and the Earth, which was not consulted when the computer models were put together and formulated, is not following the computer models. But don't worry, here comes the federal government, and they're here to help. The Department of Energy has been charged with orchestrating the wholesale modernization of our nation's electrical grid, where we can both harden against EMP and at the same time pay homage, albeit stupidly, to AGW. A good example of this is the forced closure of coal plants in favor of natural gas plants. Natural gas relies a lot on electricity, and if that distribution system goes down, they can't bring the natural gas to the surface and then distribute it. Coal plants, on the other hand, typically they have like acres and acres of coal above ground. That would still work. Coal burns cleaner now than it has in years, not because it has changed, but because we've changed the way we let it go, the way we vent it. Government's promoting a so-called smart grid. The idea is to use computers and communications to centrally control the electrical grid. What happens if there's an EMP and it takes out the controls? Then what? Then what? No answer for that one. Global warming is that there's one common denominator, one common thread amongst anything the liberals will bring your way in order to make things better for you. And that is that you're going to have to give something up. And one of the things you're going to have to give up is either, it's all going to boil down to some semblance, something that you control already. Your money, your weapon, something. You're going to have to give something up. This whole notion of global climate change, okay, there was going to be this thing called the Chicago Climate Exchange, and this was going to be a creator of carbon credit. And it was going to be, I think it was going to be Goldman Sachs that administered to it. And they looked at this, and they thought that the global climate credit, the way they intended to price it, would be worth something in excess of hundreds of trillions of dollars. What this would have effectively done is this, let's say, I don't know, the Congo, where they're not industrialized. The Congo, because they don't pollute, has an abundance of carbon credit available. Industrialized nations, because they do pollute, while they do have carbon credit available, they will run through it in a given year. Once they run through it, they have, I guess, a choice of either shutting down and ceasing operations or buying more climate credit and then continuing to operate the same way they would if they had never purchased, you know, if this whole scheme wasn't in place before. The net sum of all of this is that what you get is a more expensive product that price of that product goes up because they're going to have to pass that on to somebody because their cost of doing business just went up. The Congo, which they'll be making money for nothing. For nothing. They're already trying to do this now. They're already demanding this money for the environmental impacts of the rest of the industrialized nations. And, you know, a lot of things get missed in this. First of all, to me, it would be almost like a new form of currency, although it would be paid for in dollars. And we would be extracting lots and lots of dollars from businesses. And it would all be going to a central location. Now, the Chicago Climate Exchange was the brainchild of something called the Joyce Foundation, which at one time, two people that we hear about all the time sat on that board, Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama. He's been in the climate change game for a long time. He's not interested in your well-being. He's not interested in whether you pay your bills. He's interested in getting your money. Valerie Jarrett, who I believe is the unelected president of the United States, she's interested in getting your money and being in control. There's a whole lot of things if you take a second look at something and then you sit back and say, and they want to take my gun from me. Goodness. We'll be right back. I'm going to tell you how cheap it could be to deport every illegal alien in the United States. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Last time on the firing line on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I want to run. Primarily, I went training one time with some people, and they had other holsters. Some of them just something you should never, ever buy and expect it to hang onto your gun. But the thing about it was, during the course of the day, with some of the holsters that I saw, we were picking up handguns that had fallen out of the holsters. And we weren't doing anything like running around. They just fell out of the holsters. Except nobody wearing a G-code had that happen, and there was more than one of us. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In debates where they're out there, you know, Jeb Bush has gotten out there and said that illegal immigration is an act of love. And he's also said that it would cost hundreds of billions of dollars to deport illegal aliens. During the time of something called Operation Wetback, which was a production of Dwight D. Eisenhower when he was president. He deported 1 million alone in the space of the year, and he used 750 deportation agents in the operation named Operation Wetback. 750 agents swept northward through agricultural areas with a goal of 1,000 apprehensions a day. By the end of July, over 50,000 aliens were caught. Another 488,000 fearing arrest had fled the country. By September, 80,000 had been taken into custody in Texas, and an estimated 500,000 to 700,000 illegals had left the Lone Star State voluntarily. Unlike today, Mexicans caught in the roundup were not simply released at the border, where they could easily re-enter the U.S. to discourage their return. The commander of the operation arranged for buses and trains to take many aliens deep within Mexico before being set free. Tens of thousands more were put aboard two hired ships, the Emancipation and the Mercurio. The ships ferried the aliens from Port Isabel, Texas to Veracruz, Mexico, more than 500 miles south. Don Coppock, who worked his way from Border Patrolman in 1941 to eventually head the Border Patrol from 1960 to 1973, said the sea voyage was a rough trip, and they did not like it. Wikipedia says over 1 million were detained and deported. Now, if only 750 agents were able to get rid of 1 million or more illegals, either by direct arrest or self-deportation, by the same logic, 7,500 agents should be able to get rid of 10 million illegals. 7,500 agents wouldn't cost hundreds of billions of dollars. Probably wouldn't cost $1 billion, counting costs for detention and transportation. Jeb Bush says it will cost hundreds of billions, and nobody's questioning that. What Jeb Bush is actually saying is, I don't want to try to do this. And the sad fact is that none of the politicians want to try to do this. But the reality is that it would be quite easy to do and very cheap to do. And the distressing fact here, and I think one of the things that happens, the dynamic as far as the Donald is concerned, is that the Donald is the only one calling for this out of the supposed race full of all kinds of, I don't know, conservatives. And he's the only one who's emphasizing how easy it is to do, especially if E-Verify was mandatory and welfare benefits were cut off. We wouldn't have to go round them all up. If those two simple things happen, if E-Verify became mandatory and if we cut off welfare benefits, we'd have a lot of self-deportations. Now, following the lead of Jeb Bush, we could operate completely politically correct if we wanted to, although it would have the same effect. But instead of calling it wetback, we could call it reciprocated love. I like it. I like it a lot. But for me, the stunning part here is that none of them want to try. And that is the distressing part about it. If Trump's going to be the only... I haven't heard. Has Ben Carson said anything about it? Has Carly Fiorina, the other two that aren't politicians, have any of the politicians said anything about it? I've heard Lindsey Graham say there's just no way to do it. Why do we have the Department of Homeland Security? Why do we... If we need 7,500 agents... If 750 could get rid of a million, and we had 7,500, which isn't the Department of Homeland Security, don't they have some 30,000 people tasked to them, if I'm not mistaken? Wouldn't this be perfect for them to do? Because to be honest with you, I don't know of anything else that they do. I mean, they show up. DHS is comprised of agents from the Border Patrol, Immigration, Customs Enforcement, and DEA, according to the last time I looked, which has been a while, admittedly. So, what do they do? I've heard of one guy, an off-duty Department of Homeland Security officer, who shot and wounded a guy shooting a gun into the ceiling at an airport. I've heard of that. Other than that, I don't ever hear of them doing anything. The Department of Homeland Security didn't go to the Bundy Ranch. That was a BLM, Bureau of Land Management. What do they do? Let's give them something to do. If we're going to pay them, let's give them something to do. That stuff just, you know, getting out there and looking at them and having them basically, it's not even like they're capitulating. They're saying and indicating they don't want to do anything about it. They say it's undoable. As we close, you know, being pacifistic is a nice thing, isn't it? It's nice to be peaceful. I like being peaceful. However, I think the true pacifist today is someone who has options. And if you want to see a pacifist change, then the pacifist has to get put into a situation where their survival comes into play. Which is sad. That's sad that way. But it's neither here nor there. Now, recently, deputies said a 59-year-old man shot and killed a suspected home intruder Wednesday morning along Highway 165. I don't know exactly where this was. Sandoval County, wherever that is. Homeowner's attorney Richard Craven said the intruder pepper sprayed his client's dog when his client woke up. Craven said the intruder then went after his client with a gun. The intruder fired a shot that went just wide of my client's hip. Craven said his client used a cane to knock the gun out of the intruder's hand. According to authorities, the homeowner fired a fatal shot from that gun. Deputies have not identified it, the suspected intruder. The homeowner was transferred to the hospital with minor injuries. Craven said his client has a broken arm and cuts on his face. He said, "My client was completely traumatized. He is a pacifist and was forced to deal with an extremely violent situation." I think Mike Tyson was really fond of saying, "Oh, yeah." This dynamic, this part of life where people like that are forced to deal with an extreme situation happens all the time. And I'm glad that this pacifist persevered. And I'm glad that he's around so that his attorney can talk for him while he's having his arm set. But he was lucky. He was really lucky. If, you know, I don't even know if this is actually a quote. I saw it in a Steven Seagal movie, though. "Chance favors the prepared mind." Under Siege, Part 2. Let your mind be prepared. Why don't you? As we wind it down, we'll do it again on Monday. Everybody stay safe. Remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Say again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.